You have your Bible today. You got Old Schofield. It's page 1259. I want to look at Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. Do appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all that He does for us. Philippians chapter 3. Want to begin reading this morning at verse 7. And we'll just bind the Lord. I think we'll read the remainder of this chapter. And we'll just mind the Lord this morning and ask Him to just be our help. The Bible says, "But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us as an example, for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose belly is destruction, whose end is destruction, and whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself." And we read in Paul's writing here to the Philippians, and he's speaking to them, probably from his heart. He's speaking about the object of their faith. Now, if you've got a Schofield Bible, it's chapter 3. It says, "Christ's object of the believer's faith, desire, and expectation." Amen? What I believe today, as we look at this and we see the verses that we've read in your hearing, we see Paul as he's realizing, recognizing what he had to do in order to become what Christ wanted him to be. And I believe sometimes if we come to a place in our life when we begin to realize what we must do in order to have Christ and top of priority in our life, we begin to put aside those things that so easily beset us, and we begin to call upon Him, and we begin to trust on Him, believing on Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength. Amen? And then when we do that, we begin to be strengthened from above. We begin to get that heavenly help that comes down to us, that speaks to us. The Bible says even in the times of trouble, He comes to where we're at, and he comforts us with a great comfort. I'm glad we have that today, and that's what Paul was talking about. And he said, everything else in this world, he said, I counted it as loss so that I might gain Christ. So we see what Paul was looking here in the Word, and he was speaking in our hearts and trying to show us, praise God, today with some things to be desired. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will be my help, on some things to be desired. I want to say there's some things to be desired in this old world. You say, well, preacher, we're living in a sad time. When wickedness is everywhere. Crime is up. Murders and rapes and all this stuff are up. Drug addiction's up. Alcoholism's up, fornication's up, adultery's up, all these things. It's like they're coming to a climax. But I want to say, praise God, there's a good God of glory that loves us, and there's some still some things, according to God, to be desired in these last days. Amen. Paul said, I had a desire, verse 8, that I may win Christ. Amen. He said, I want to get rid of all the old stuff so that I can get some gain. Amen. That's what he's talking. That's what we're doing. That's what our desire is when we win, when we desire to win. Amen. When we desire to win, praise God, it's to get gain. It's to pull up to a place and to attain to something that we've never had before. Amen. Sometimes we just need to praise God, say, we just need to do like Paul said. He said, that I may win Christ. That I may win Him, that I may gain Christ, that I may get closer to Him than I've ever been, that I might begin to get the help and receive the knowledge and the truth, praise God, that'll begin to lead me on a path of righteousness. Amen? Righteousness, that's what's right in the eyes of God. We had it in our Sunday school, this lesson this morning. I believe we're afraid of righteous walk. It seems like people everywhere are turning from righteousness. And we're chasing after our own righteousness. We're trying to incorporate our own righteousness, just like Adam and Eve did in the garden. Amen. God said you could have it. He said, I bless you. I put you here in a place of, because it's paradise. Amen. But he said, the only thing you can't is you can't touch the tree in the midst of the garden. But they desired it and they longed for it. And then the old tempter came along. The devil came along and he said, he asked Eve, what about that one? She said, we can't touch it. I said, we can't partake of that. She said, we can't even touch that. He said, we'll die. He said, will thou surely die? He said, you're not sure of that, but you'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. That's still the lie of the devil today. He said we can, he tells us that we can transfer over into God's territory and ungodliness, praise God, and still be all right. But I want to say, praise God, we got to stay in righteousness, in the eye of God, praise God, in order to stay right. Paul says, I'm desiring some things. I'm desiring to stay right. Amen. He said everything else, praise God, there's no gain in it. He said, so I'm going to go to that place where I can get gain. So I can begin to increase, praise God. Not for myself, hello. You know these places today, let me just go ahead and say it. These big churches today where people are gathered just so they can pass out their business cards. Amen. While they're trying to get gain in this world. Amen. But we're not here to get gain in this world, praise God. We're to get gain in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, my desire, some thing to be desired. He said, one of my desires is to win Christ. To gain Him, praise God. To make Him priority one in my life. And then in everything else, praise God, it begins to take its place. Amen. He says in verse 9, he says, to be found in Him. Amen. To be found in Christ. He said, that's my desire. He said, to be found in Christ. And not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law. See, the law couldn't, we talked about that this morning, the law couldn't save you. The law could point out your sin. But I will say, the law could do nothing about your sin. Amen? The only one that come along, praise God, was the one that fulfilled the law. He's the only one that could do anything about our sinfulness. Amen? The Lord Jesus Christ came along and He fulfilled the law because He was that perfect man. Perfect in every essence. He was 100% God and 100% man. And He came and He fulfilled the law, walked perfect before men, amen, and then died, praise God, as that perfect man. He died on the cross of Calvary. He hung there, shed His blood for me and you. Amen. Hey, praise God. But praise God, He didn't stay dead. Amen. On that first Sunday morning, praise God, the first day of the week, praise God, He come up out of there. He arose, praise God, victorious over sin. Over death and over the grave. Amen. I'm glad today that we have blessed hope. You say, preacher, what do we have it in? We have it in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we put our faith and trust in Him, there's no wonder Paul desired a closer walk. No wonder he wanted to gain Christ, to win Christ. Amen. I think it's like this, kind of like a little child, and when they're wanting to be pleasing to their mama. Amen. A little child wants to be pleasing to their mama, and they'll do everything in the world to try to get their attention, to get them to look at them, get them seeing, to being pleased with them. Amen. That's what I believe. That's what Paul was saying. He said, I want to do everything right, praise God, so I can be pleasing to my Father. Amen. So that I might win Christ. Praise the Lord. So that I might see Him high and lifted up. And being found in Him. Now what we see here, being found in Him, we see over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. When we're found in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. He said, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. He said, what happens to me? He said, all those old things that I used to do, God's convict my heart. He showed me there's a better way. And he said, I've left those things, and I went on to better things. Amen. Whenever we get right with God, amen, we accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and we believe in Him. Amen. When we trust in and we rely on and we begin to adhere to God, when we begin to actually listen to what He says and apply it to what we do. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road, as the old saying goes. That's when we begin to get help from God and we begin to be changed. We begin to be sanctified. See, sanctification, that's a process. That's continual. Amen. Seeking and desiring to be more like our Savior. Amen. Praise God. He begins to help us to do that. That's what Paul's telling him in 2 Corinthians. And all things are become new. Or in other words, caused to be new. Amen. Because we begin to realize that we have somebody that's on our side. See, when we're lost without God and we're going struggling through this world in our flesh, our flesh is ruled by the prince of power of this present world. The prince of power of this present world is the old devil. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad when we come out from under the bondage of the devil and we accept the Lord Jesus Christ and He moves into it and He begins to take up His blood and He begins to help us day by day and strengthen us from the inside out. Then the outside begins to look better. Amen. That old frown and that scowl becomes a smile. Amen. That old grumpy attitude becomes an attitude, praise God, of praise and respect and rejoicing. Amen. Praise God. All of a sudden that old person that you used to be is somebody else. And people begin to look at us and they begin to see us and they said, what's the matter with him? And amen, you ain't afraid to tell them, say, I want to say it's Jesus in me. Amen. My Lord and my Savior, He comforts me, praise God. He inhabits my soul. He helps me everywhere I go. He gives me the courage and the strength. Praise God. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 18, He said, and all things are of God who hath reconciled. See, this is how it takes place. Said He's reconciled us to Himself. How? Because of our good works? Because we're good people? No. There's nothing good about us. We're just old sinners in need of a Savior. Romans 3:21 says, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. 6:23 says that the wages of that sin is what? Death. Amen. But thank God there's a gift from God. Amen. But He said there's a gift from God, which is a salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We have hope. He said all things are of God. That's what He's talking about. Who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. And hath given to us the ministry, watch this, of reconciliation. That means to be reconciled. Praise God. You know, we have the responsibility to be reconciled in our lives. Amen. And we do that through the Lord Jesus Christ in a process of reconciliation. It begins when we begin to make things right between Him and us. Once we begin to get that reconciling going between us and God, that reckoning, amen, that God has with us when we begin, God begins to reckon with us and begins to show us where we mess up. And then we begin to confess our sins and ask Him to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. All the things that's not right in the eyes of God. Paul had some desires, praise God. And hath given us a ministry of reconciliation, to wit that God was in Christ reconciling just a few of you. No, he said he was reconciling the world. That's that whosoever is, whosoever will. Amen. Whosoever will trust in the Lord, will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, shall be saved. Amen. Brother Charles said this morning, he didn't say he might be saved. He could be saved, but he said he shall be saved. Those that trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not putting my trust in man or Congress or Senate or any other thing. I'm putting my faith and my trust in the man Christ Jesus. Amen. My mediator before God, who's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high, amen, to make intercession for me and you. Amen. He's my advocate with the Father. In other words, he's just like he's our attorney. Amen. And our faith, our trust Him, even when we mess up, praise God, He's there, praise God, to plead our case. I don't know about you, I wouldn't want nobody else to plead my case. Because earthly men tend to fail. I'd hate to know that when my spiritual life, my body, soul, my very spirit, praise God, is in the hand of some man. But praise God, Jesus reached down one day, one Wednesday night, 1976, and He took me out of the hands of men and took me into His own. He put me in the Father's hand, covered me with the blood, and He said, praise God, from now on out, I'm going to take care of you. Amen. And praise God, you know what we got to do? You know what I'm going to do, Brother Jeff? I'm going to let Him. I'm going to trust Him. I'm going to obey Him. I'm going to follow Him. I'm going to love Him, praise God, as my Lord and my Savior all the days of my life till this life is finished and I begin that eternal one with Him. Amen. See, I've got a blessed hope. I believe old Paul was excited. Amen. I believe the Holy Ghost of God was stirring in his heart. Praise God. He said, reckon why sound the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. And hath committed to us the word of reconciliation. Who is the Word? The Word is the Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Amen. All things were created by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Hey, youngins, how was this world created? Evolution? No, Jesus created it. Amen. When you take your test on your evolution and the teacher tells you, well, this is what the answer should be, that evolution is the way everything was created, you write that down there because you're supposed to. But then right below you, you write in big letters, put the truth. Put you a little asterisk beside it and say everything was created by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And put it and underline that prayer and paste it in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand on the truth, praise God, and the truth will set you free. Amen. Praise God. But we see Paul, he had a desire, amen, in his heart. He had a desire, amen, praise God, to be found in Christ. Amen. He had a desire to win Christ. He had a desire to be found in Christ. He had a desire to have Christ's righteousness. Amen. We see here in verse 9, praise God, that he said he desired the righteousness of Christ. Now, Isaiah chapter 64 and 6, he says, our righteousness. Now, listen. He said, our righteousness, our trying to be right within ourselves. He said, it's just like filthy rags. Huh? Now, I told you, those filthy rags, I didn't realize what those were till I went to Israel. And I began to, they began to show us filthy rags. And filthy rags weren't just dirty rags. Those cloths, those wound covers that had covered the wounds of lepers. Amen. They were filthy because they could not be washed and reused because they would defile and cause injury to whatever they put them on. Amen. So God says, us trying to be right within ourselves, He said, it's like filthy rags. We just need to forget that. We need to put that away and realize that our righteousness, our doing right, praise God, is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, my desire, praise God, it don't come from me, but said it comes from God. Amen. Said it's through, it comes through Christ Jesus. Amen. Through faith in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. In verse 30, the Bible says, but of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and watch this, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. Praise God. Say, we're redeemed, we're bought, we're paid for. Amen. We're sanctified. He begins to bring us along. Amen. They said we have the righteousness of God. Said that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. See, if we could save ourselves, if we could be good enough, then we could be saying, well, look what I've done. But I won't say there's nothing I've done. Amen. But it's what Christ done in me. Praise God. He showed me His Word. He spoke to my heart. Amen. I accept Him. I accept His Word. I accept Him, who He is. I accept the death, burial, and resurrection. I believe, praise God, that He did it for me. And because of that, He says, hey, praise God. He said, having Christ's righteousness, praise God, knowing Him in the free pardon of sin. Amen. So it's coming through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we get in. That's how we're made right. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let me move on. Praise God. He said, not only knowing Him, but not having His right, Christ righteous, but in verse 10, He says, knowing Him. Amen. Knowing Him. What does it mean to know Him? In John chapter 17, verse 3, He said, knowing Him, knowing Lord Jesus Christ, He said, this is life eternal. Amen. He said, when we know and we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, that's life, praise God, eternal. You know what that means? That means life without any end. Now I told you, you said, well, Pastor, one day they'll die. One day you'll die and they'll roll you up here in front of church and they'll say, there he is. I won't say, praise God, that'll be my old carcass of clay, praise God. My spirit, the Bible said, Ecclesiastes 12 and 7, that the body goes back to the dust, which you come, but the spirit, praise God, that's what makes me alive and breathe and have my being. Praise God, it goes back to God who give it. And to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. See, we try to figure this thing out. But I won't say, with our little old feeble mind, we can't figure out God. But when we begin to just trust Him in faith, believe in Him, praise God, things begin to work out for His glory. Amen. We begin to see. So He says to know Him is to have eternal life. Amen. Not only to know Him, but He says also verse 10, to know His power. See, what we do today is, as human beings, we limit God. Amen. Just because we're powerless, hello? Just because we don't have the power to stand and do right within ourselves, we think God don't either. But in Matthew 28:18, the Bible said, Jesus said this. He said, I have all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. Amen. So if we're going to put our trust in someone this morning, who are you going to put it in? Amen. We put it in ourselves, we'll fail. We put it in our government, we'll fail. We put it in any people, we'll fail. They'll fail us. But when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, I won't say He's never failed. He's never even come short. He's always finished well, amen. Praise God. So He said, I want to know Him. In verse 10, He says, I know Him in His power. Amen. The power and the power of His resurrection. See, He was the first one that ever got up. Amen. All other men are as dead men's bones. They're in a tomb or a grave somewhere. But praise God, Jesus got up from the grave. Amen. He was seen of over 500 at one time after He arose. Amen. He appeared to the disciples. Praise the Lord. He asked them if they had any fish. Amen. When they was out, He asked them if they had any food. Because he arose, he was a living person. He arose, praise God, He was alive. Amen. Praise God, He had power. Amen. Not only know His power, but the fellowship of His sufferings. Amen, verse 10. The fellowship, I say. Now what was He talking about here? Now He wasn't talking about His vicarious death on the cross. No. What He was talking about is that martyrism, praise God, for the truth. to stand up for the truth, praise God, even if it meant his life. Standing up for what was right, for what God says. Amen. I wonder how many people would be willing to give our life for the truth because of what God says. Amen. But he said, that's what he was saying here. He said, fellowship, to know the fellowship of his suffering. Because he stood as the truth. Amen. That's who Jesus is. He is the truth. And praise God. And beside him, there's no truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he said, the fellowship of his truth. Not only said the fellowship of his truth, he said, to be conformed to his death. Amen. That's that realization, praise God, of the resurrection. And that resurrection power. What he's saying here is he said, you know what? I realized, praise God, that there was nothing could hold him down. There was nothing could keep him in there. Amen. The devil would have liked to. The devil was there, praise God. When they hung Jesus on the cross, the devil was there shouting with glee, praise God. He said, ha ha, I got you now. Can you see that old wicked rascal? The old deceiver, old slew foot, amen. The liar, the father of lies. He stood there and looked at the cross of Calvary as our Savior hung there, and he said, ha ha, I got you now. Amen. But Paul said, hey, listen, I know what Jesus went through, praise God, when he went to Calvary for me, took my sins upon himself and became sin on that old cross. But praise God, he said, I also know, glory be God, on that third morning, glory to God, that he come up victorious. Praise God, the devil says, hey, that first day, he said, the old death, he said, have you got him? He said, oh yeah, I got him bound up and chained. He ain't going nowhere. Old devil's like, whoopee. Second day, the old devil come along. He said, death, have you got him? Yeah. Old devil said, old death said, yeah, I got him. Said, he's still bound fight. I even throwed an extra chain on him on purpose. Got him bound up in death. Amen. As he lay there in those grave clothes in that tomb, praise God, death had a hold of him. But glory be to God on that third morning. On that third, praise God, in appointed morning, praise God, Jesus broke those chains of death, praise God, throwed over those grave clothes, praise God, and come out of there shouting. Amen. Amen. The old devil come back down there to death. Old devil come back down there to death, and old death, boy, he was discouraged. Amen, head hanging down. And devil said, hey, devil, have you got him? Have you got him? Where's he at? And praise God, old devil old death probably didn't even have to say a word. He just turned around and looked. He said, my stinger's gone. The sting of death's gone. Amen. Amen. He said, what happened? He said, this morning about daylight, I couldn't hold him no more. You know why I couldn't hold him? Because he knew no sin. Sin's what causes death. Sin's what causes men to die. And Jesus knew no sin. And he come out of there victorious over death and the grave. Paul says, praise God, I want to be confined. He said, I want to be found conformed to his death. Praise the Lord. In another form and a fashion of his death, because praise God, he didn't do nothing. We're putting our faith and trust in the Lord, and we're going to come out in a form of Christ. Amen. Just like him. Praise God. Because we're trusting in his righteousness. Ours would send us to hell and keep us there. Ours would cause us to die and stay dead. But praise God, when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, amen, we come out victorious in the Lord. Paul said, I had a desire, amen, to be conformed to his death. Verses 11, 12, he said he had a desire to be in the first resurrection. Amen. He said, I had a desire, praise God, just like my Savior rose from death, I want a new, he said, I want to die out and I want to rise in the newness of life. Amen. The Bible says that we can have life and have it more abundantly. The life that we have now is no life. We're just existing. But praise God, when we've got the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, the Lord of our lives, when we've accepted and believed on Him, praise God, He begins to make a difference. Paul said, hey, praise God. He said, my desire is to be just like my Savior, to be that first resurrection. Amen. When that trump and that shout goes out, praise God, and he calls all the saints home, glory to God, that we'll be in that number. Amen. I don't know about you, but I want to be in that number when the saints are called out. Praise God. I don't have to worry. I don't have to be worried about being left behind. He said, well, preacher, will they be left behind? Yeah. Those that are unbelievers will be left behind. Amen. But I won't be like old Brother Paul. I want to be removed from the presence of death. And praise God, I want to be brought into that spectrum of life. Amen. I've got life in abundance through my Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, I'm rejoicing in Him. But not only have to be part of the first resurrection, that was Paul's desire, but he said, I want to also be perfect. Amen. You say, well, now wait a minute, preacher, right there, we got you. There's nobody perfect under the sun. There ain't no man that's perfect, no one boy or girl that's perfect. Amen. Paul said, hey, praise God, what he is talking about is that completeness. Amen. Praise God, he said, we can complete this thing, and we can finish well in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please, he said, we can come out of here with a shout, praise God, because of what he's already done. He said, he's talking about that outward resurrection, praise God. One of these days when we drop off this vile man, this old vile person that we are, and we become like him. Amen. Amen. We become partakers of the righteousness of God. We begin to see, praise God, when we enter into that resurrection under glorification. See, our Savior's in glory. He's glorified today. Amen. When He come and He walked humbly on the earth, He had to lay aside His glory so we could stand to look on Him. Amen. Without Him, we'd be like Moses when God passed by, had to put Him in the cleft of the rock and just let Him see just the hinder part of Him is all Moses could see. And when he seen that and He come out, praise God, He was a-glowing so from being in the presence of God that the people couldn't even stand to look, had to put a veil on His face. Amen. But Paul said, praise God, I want to be raised up in a resurrection, in the glorification of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, not only do I want to be perfect, that outward resurrection, that glorification, but he said, I want to be a winner. When it's all said and done, verses 14, he said, I want to be a winner, praise God. I want to receive the prize, the high calling, praise God, of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. He said, I want to realize that the Lord's speaking to my heart, praise God, and I want to answer, even unto separation. Amen. He said, I want to be a winner. I want to be separate, praise God, from any hindrances in the world. And I want to be where I can be in the presence of God and recognize and realize His magnificence, that He is good. Amen. And He's good to us. He said, what I want to be is a winner. He said, I want to get that prize. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize, the high calling of God. How? In Christ. The only way we're winners, brother Dean, is when we become winners in Christ. Amen. The only prize, praise God, worth attaining to is the prize of the high calling of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And when we begin to trust in Him, have faith in Him, it makes all the difference. Praise God. He said God does that, a calling on high. Amen. When He speaks to our heart from above. Amen. That Holy Ghost conviction comes on and we realize that we're just old sinners. Amen. The only way we can be saved is when we realize we're lost. Only way we can be found is when we realize we're lost. The Bible said Jesus come to seek and to save that was lost. Amen. And on that Wednesday night, 1976, He come in a little church in Oakland, Maryland, come to where I was at and showed me that I was lost. Amen. Why? Because I never believed and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ. I figured I was a little old boy and I was going to die and go to hell, lost without God. You said, well, preacher, God don't send people to hell. No, people send people to hell by rejecting God's gift. Amen. God gave a gift so precious, praise God, when He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth on Him should not perish. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Should not be condemned. He said, if you don't believe in Him, said you're condemned already. Because He's made a way. He's told in a volume of the book, it is written of Him. And when we believe on Him, we trust Him, we rely on Him, praise God, He moves in and He takes up a boat. He makes a difference. And we become a child of God. Amen. Paul said, that's what I want. He said, I'm wanting to be a winner, praise God, when this is all said and done. He said, I want to be separate. He said, well, preacher, what if we don't make that decision? But then we become part of the ungodly. Paul takes a moment here in verse 18 and 19, and he put it in parentheses. He says, in verse 17, he said, brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. He said, mark those that's trying to follow a godly path. And he said, use those as a reference. Amen? You know what's wrong with the church today? There's not enough folks walking in a godly manner so that our young people don't have no reference. Amen? We need to be a reference so our young people can see godliness in us. And we get that through the Lord Jesus Christ. But notice what he says in he's speaking about the ungodly. He said, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, because they've rejected the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, "Those whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly," in other words, just worldliness, "and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." He said, people that's got so caught up in the world that they can't even think about God. Because when we begin to think about God, praise God, He begins to touch our heart, He begins to convict us and show us, praise God, how much He loves us and cares for us. Paul says, "I've got a desire, praise God, to be a winner." He said, "I've got a desire to see God. I've got a desire to be a believer." Amen. But he said, these are to be separate. He said, but these are unbelievers. He said, these are ungodly people. They're unbelievers. They don't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, it amazes me for centuries. Ever since Christ walked on earth, He died, He rose again, people have been trying to disprove that Jesus really was. But guess what? They can't, because He was. Amen? They can't disprove Him because He was. They was multitudes seen Him. Amen. After He arose, praise God, they was hundreds at a time that saw Him alive. They didn't understand it, but praise God, it was real. He told Thomas. Thomas said, "Lest I see the holes in His hands and the holes in His feet and the holes in His side." He said, "I'll not believe." Thomas was an unbeliever. But praise God, the next time when Jesus stepped, praise the Lord, they was there in the upper room and they looked around and Jesus was there. Amen. Didn't knock on the door. Amen. He didn't have to. Praise God, He was just there. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because He's 100% God. Amen. Even though He was 100% man, He was 100% God. He was just there, just like He is today. When we trust and believe in, praise God, He's there for us. And He told Thomas, He said, stick your fingers in the holes of my hand. He said, thrust your hand into my side and see. He said, and quit being an unbeliever. Amen. And boy, when Thomas seen the Lord Jesus standing there with those holes in His hands and His feet, praise God, and that piercing side, he fell on his face and he said, "My Lord and my God." Amen. Praise God. Why? Because he was a believer. Amen. Paul said, "Help me to be a believer and not an unbeliever." See, before that, Thomas was an unbeliever. I believe there's a whole lot of unbelievers in the world today. Even unbelievers that profess to be Christians, but they're unbelievers. They don't believe, but to have our trust or faith and relying on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. But then Paul goes on. He says, just this brief thought, he said, about these unbelievers. And then he goes on in verse 20, he said, "For our conversation is heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." He said, our conversation, a manner of life that we have, praise God, it's hooked up with heaven now. It's not the manner of life that we used to live. You know, where we caroused around and lived in riotous living. Amen. Just whatever felt good, like those hippies did back in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Whatever feels good, do it. Amen. But praise God, he said, we come to ourselves and realize and recognize, praise God, that our manner of living is praise God, we've got a connection with heaven. And praise God, we're living in a different manner. Amen. We're separated, praise God, from this worldliness. And Paul says, goes on verse 21, he said, when it's all said and done. Amen. He said, I want to have that changed body. Amen. I want to get, Brother Fry, he said, I want to get out of this old feeble one I got. He said, I want to get out of this old defiled man that I'm dragging around. Hey, Brother Jeff, he said, I want to get rid of this old fella that causes me so much sadness and grief. That fella I have to shave every day. That's who gives me the most problem. The fella that I look in the mirror and shave every day is the one I have the most. You say, well, ain't your neighbor this or that? No, it's me. Amen. Paul said, I'm looking forward to the day, praise God, when I can get out of this old body. Amen. To that day, praise God, when I'll have that total transformation. Amen. When I'll have a body like unto my Lord's. It'll be righteous and holy, praise God. It'll be remodeled, glory to God, from the inside out. Praise God. And the Bible said that Jesus will present it to Himself without spot or blemish or any such thing. A perfect and a glorious body, praise God, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul says, I've got a desire to do all these things, to be all these things. He said, and I've got a desire to be it for the glory of God, that I might see Christ, praise God, and see Him highly lifted up. Amen. Let me give you one more verse and I'll quit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Bible says this. In verse 51, He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. In other words, He said, we're not going to, I mean, we probably won't all die. But we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Amen. Before you can say scat. Amen. At the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Who they talk about? Believers. The ones that's trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, because He's going to change us, even as He is today. Ain't you glad He's changing you today? Amen. Glory. He's changing us. Praise God. He said, from this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, amen, that means that we break the bonds of mortality and become immortal. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, now here was what we talked about a while ago. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But now watch this. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we have that victory. Paul says, I'm looking for the finish line. I'm looking to finish well. He said, I'm desiring some things while I'm here. Praise God. So that when one of these days in a little while, I can contribute all back to God after I went through the remodeling process. Amen. The renovation process by the mighty hand of God. Paul said, these are some things to be desired. Amen. To be desired by who? He said, by every child of God. Amen. Do you have desires to be more like the Lord today? Amen. To be more like Him? Just trust in Him, to rely upon Him, and allow Him to just be the good God of your life. Amen. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He's already sacrificed, all that He's already done for us. Amen. Do you have desires today? I wonder what's happened to America. And I wonder what's happened to our churches. I wonder if we've let slip our desires to be more like Him. Paul says, tell the Philippians here, he said, you know what? He said, these deceivers coming in here trying to deceive. But praise God, he said, my desire is to be more like my Savior. My desire is to be led and by the guidance and leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that's my desire today. I wonder what's our desire. What's our desire for yourself? Because see, what the desire is for you is what the desire is going to be for the church. Amen. To be closer to the Lord, to be led by the Lord, a desire to be in a closer relationship with the good God of glory. Amen. To know Him in that free pardon of sin and begin Him, to allow Him to begin to make the difference in our lives. Amen.